ladies and gentlemen. Yes, welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress.
We back.
I am your host once again, DJ Speedy Jr., here with the very famous king of late night radio here in Tampa, Florida, Mr. Joey Franchise. Joey, what up?
Yeah, what's popping, man? Glad to be back.
We are live on YouTube right now.
Word.
Live on YouTube. So shout out to everybody watching us on YouTube.
Salute.
Yes, what's up with everybody watching us on YouTube?
Is that one all the way up there? Oh, dope.
I'm going to grab my notes because we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, man, so much went down, especially a lot of Marvel stuff, too.
Yeah, definitely. We got to talk about, we have to talk about what we saw for Venom. Did you see the movie, Mr. Joy Franchise?
Of course, I saw it first thing in the morning. I was up, not uber excited, going into the movie expecting too much, just going because it's actually one of my favorite comic villains.
Really?
Especially from the Marvel Universe, too, one of my favorite villains. Is Venom, so I'm excited. Oh, I was excited that they came out with the movie.
Move that microphone to the other side. How about that?
So everybody wants to see your face. You can see this. You know what I'm saying? You can see this. I went to go see it. I liked it. Didn't think anything bad. I'm positive you got to see it. So
yeah, I did. I did see it. I liked it. What was your, of course, there's a warning, so we're going to talk about some spoilers. So if you haven't seen it already, we're going to talk about something that probably came out in the movie, so you're probably not going to want to listen past this. Go see it. It's a really good movie. I'd say it was not a super great movie, but it's pretty good.
What do you say?
Thought it was better than expected?
I was content.
Content?
I was satisfied.
Satisfied?
I feel like it could have been worse.
I did like the Venom that shows up, which I did spoil in the last episode or our spoiler-free review, unfortunately. But I did enjoy her that little take there because that character comes out in the comic books as being controlled by the Venom symbiote. Which is, I guess, is a word now, symbiote instead of symbiote.
Symbiote. Don't say symbiote. Please, for God's sakes, don't say symbiote.
I figured they would fix that, right? But they ran with it.
Yeah, they fixed it because it was in the trailer. The chick who worked for the Life Foundation said symbiote.
The magic of editing, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Hollywood.
Gotta love them. I did like the way they set it up that... You know, it necessarily wasn't tied to Spider-Man. I was skeptic, thinking that it wasn't going to be good, you know, because without that tie-in. But they did a good job.
They kind of left that gray area, too, though, like, for Spider-Man. Like, because he kind of hinted at, spoiler alert, once again, he does hint in the movie that he had some time in New York. And, you know, it followed the Lethal Protector comics, Venom the Lethal Protector.
Right.
He hinted that he had some time and had like a past in New York.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe
I did hint to that. So we'll see what happens.
Maybe some.
But apparently, this is like all part of a whole Spider-Verse that they got going on. So
yeah, and I wasn't crazy about the Spider-Verse going into the movie already. So right. I kind of, you know, like I said, came in very neutral. Just like let me just watch this and see what's up. It wasn't a bad movie. It was just I didn't go expecting too much.
I was the actual graphics of Venom was kind of weird at first.
I thought so too. Like I wasn't crazy about it.
I guess they wanted to make it comic booky. You know, that's the take that I got from it, that I wanted to make it a little comic booky.
I guess. And they wanted to make up for the crappy one they made for Spider-Man 3. Yeah.
Well, talking about that Spider-Man. So, did you see the last...
I didn't stay to the very end.
You didn't stay to the very end?
No, because it was what...
Can I ruin it for you then?
I already knew what it was, like going in, because I'm such a geek. Like, Yeah, I watched all they gave the spoilers for the post credits.
So
I said, I'll just watch that.
Okay. So I am going to ruin it for you, okay?
Ruin it.
Yes. At the end, the first post credit is a Carnage scene. We get introduced to Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah.
So Carnage is coming for all the Carnage fans.
I saw this part.
Yeah, you did all.
See,
you saw that part.
Very,
okay.
Very end.
Okay, so the very end part after you wait the long credits, which are kind of long. So if you're gonna stay, go get
that
refill and popcorn and soda.
Screw this.
Yeah, but it's actually worth it because they did like a good 25 minutes, almost half hour of Into the Spider-Verse.
So it was a full 25, 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe 15. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Wow. Legit.
But it was pretty long. Like, it was a whole battle scene and the whole they showed Miles Morales going to Spider. His Peter Parker is dead. Apparently, he died in front of him.
In his universe.
In his universe. So he's actually going to Peter Parker's grave. Apparently, he died a hero.
Right.
So he's going to his grave, you know, mourning him and talking to him about what he should do. He's trying to be like him, but, you know, he doesn't have the training or whatever. And they introduced the older Spider-Man from another universe, which is like the 40-year-old Spider-Man with the...
Is that the dude that's swinging through the forest with him?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So they introduce him, and he's kind of like... He like comes out of nowhere, and Miles Morales has to save him because the cops actually go to the graveyard and are like, hey, what are you doing? Were you trespassing here or whatever? And there's a whole scene there besides that first fight scene, which is with the Prowler. And then the second fight scene is the flight. Not a fight, a flight scene, because he's running away from the cops and trying not to get caught.
Okay.
So there's a whole subway scene and him swinging, doing a bunch of crazy stuff. It's very... has a lot of humor in it. So
that's good.
It's going to be, I definitely think it's going to be targeted towards kids.
Oh, but, for sure. But it has that, like the tone of the movie.
Kiddie-ish. But, you know, it's directed by the guys who did the Lego movie.
Right.
So,
I'm
sure it's going to have a bunch of jabs for adults too.
Yeah, don't judge me, but I did see the Lego Batman movie. So.
I like that. I enjoyed that movie. I went to the movie theater and saw that. Yeah,
I think it's going to be both, where they can kind of cross over, where it'd be enjoyable for kids for understanding, but enjoyable for adults also. So that's going to be dope.
I can't wait for that. What I want to talk about is definitely if all the fans who are waiting for the Glass movie. There's a brand new trailer out that just dropped today, and it shows us some the split guy going against Bruce Willis's character there.
The Beast.
So that's gonna happen.
So they got some hand-to-hand combat stuff going.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. That's apparently, the Bruce Willis character gets put in that hospital with them.
Yeah, I'm.
In the Split movie at the end, he's like he's out. You know, he's like at that restaurant.
He's running around the streets.
So I wonder how that happens.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they all end up in the same area, like the same facility together.
Right. Let's see what else we got going on in nerd world. Going back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they have posted some spoilers once again. The toy companies. Ruining it for Marvel.
What movie
they posted
this time?
Some spoilers. They put some images up of some new toys, of some new costumes. Especially a big image of Thor's new costume.
Oh,
and some little images like of Captain America and Iron Man, and some new costume images. So if you're really enterprising, you really want to see what it's all about, you can Google that and you can find that image. It's out there. It's like a new toy. Toy Biz, I think, is making a new toy.
Wow. Okay.
And it has a full-blown picture of Thor in a brand new suit for the Avengers 4 movie. So
I think they're all going to get, well, not all, but I think most of them are going to get new suits. I saw that there's in the concept art, the Hulk has his
bodysuit.
Professor Hulk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a thing, too,
in the comic book. Where, like, I think Bruce Banner and Hulk will actually, like, finally, like... Be on the same page,
yeah. That's possible.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Getting now into DC. You played around with the DC Universe app. We did have that login for a while.
I dabbled a little bit. Yeah. Titans hasn't started.
Titans supposedly have started, or I guess a bunch of reviews are coming in about it, and I've been seeing it on the wire. And it's been kind of mixed reviews. I don't know if people are digging this dark, pissed-off Robin.
I'm with the whole dark pissed off Robin. Like, I'm down
you like
for that?
That?
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Legit.
Shouts out to Orlando. Orlando's looking at us like, what are you guys doing your nerd podcast? he's like, Joe, you better go to work. You better get ready to go to work.
I'm saying this Beasley.
We're learning nerd talk. Yeah, we live on YouTube right now. Yeah.
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
New Thor outfit.
They spoiled the new costumes, a toy company, and put up images of the new Thor and in his new suit for the Avengers 4 movie.
I don't like it.
Well, you know, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But anybody who wants to go see it, they can go check it out on the internet, you know? I like it, you know? It's a little, you know, robot-y, kind of spacesuit-y, you know?
Everybody got some new spacesuits in this.
Yeah.
In the next, for the next Avengers.
Shouts out to Orlando. Check out Orlando. If you're not listening to Orlando in the morning, you're missing out. Yep. Wild 94.1. Worldwide. And get the app. Wild 94.
Make me a MAGA hat.
Thanks, Orlando.
He's got you too.
Oh, man. Well, Kanye West is wilding out.
Oh,
if he could just talk about maybe, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe as much as he talks about politics.
Right, yeah. Right. It'd be awesome.
Anyway, let's get back. So that mixed timing review, they kind of don't, are not digging it. A lot of reviews I see are kind of like, what is this? You know? So I don't know, man. I don't know about the future of that. All I know is I wonder if it's in my bootleg queue so I can watch it. Because I ain't got no money to pay for no DC Universe app right now.
Yo, legit. I mean, the app's cool. Like I said, I just dabbled with it. Caught up on, like I said in the last episode, Batman Animated Series is my favorite.
Yeah.
But I got to check out this Titans just to get an idea. I kind of like the idea through the previews of the Dark Robin.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm all for it. But then I just saw that there's a picture of Ruby Rose as
that's
Batwoman.
True. That Ruby Rose has a brand new, because she's going to be in that new crossover for the CW Arrowverse stuff.
Yeah.
I guess she's apparently in another universe as well.
Wow.
Her character. So, it's very good, very true to the character that's in the comic book. So, you could check out that image too. That image is online if you want to check that out. I saw it. I was like, whoa, it looks good. Looks pretty good. Getting back into some more DC, but now the movie side of the DC universe. Apparently, the infamous James Gunn is going to be writing a script for Suicide Squad 2, and rumors that apparently we got disconnected from YouTube, but it's all right. We got the audio still going here. Apparently, he may be doing a brand new, he may be actually directing. I'm sorry. He may be actually directing. So we'll see what happens with that. And also, are you excited? How you feel about that?
I think it's a great bounce back, especially after, you know, leaving the Guardians 3 project. So this is really good. I mean, I think it's up his alley. I think the way DC is going, kind of like that dark, and especially with Suicide Squad, it was kind of dark but funny at the same time, and you know, he's kind of got that dark comedy, you know, satire thing to him. So I think he's gonna have a ball with this, and there's a bunch of misfit characters just like the Guardians, so this is gonna be right up James Gunn's alley. I think he's gonna knock it out the park.
Yeah, I think so too. Forward to that.
I'm just worried about what characters he's gonna use this time around, if he's gonna switch up the characters at all, if he's gonna bring back anybody,
we'll see.
Or add somebody new, so that's going to be the interesting part of it.
Wow.
So I'm excited for Suicide Squad 2. And, you know, DC needs a little pick-me-up, I'm not going to lie, like, this is good news, and that Aquaman trailer is a sign of good news, but I feel like they showed too much.
Yeah?
Now, did you see the Aquaman trailer?
I did see it.
It's like 5 minutes long.
I feel like I saw everything, yeah. I feel like I saw everything.
I feel like they gave away the best scene of the movie.
Yeah.
If not one of the best scenes of the movie.
Wow.
That has to happen. That is probably like an early in the film feature that they show.
You know, I guess they're just trying to sell it. You know what I mean? They're just really trying to sell it to everybody.
You know, they got to.
So it is what it is.
They got to, you know, defend their honor right now.
Yeah. They're supposedly making, I don't know if you know what the Secret Six is. Secret Six comic book.
Okay.
The storyline for DC, they're supposedly, it's kind of like Suicide Squad Light. They're kind of like anti-heroes. You know, and they put them together. Sometimes Deadshot is part of it. Sometimes,
oh, dope.
You know,
it's okay,
not really like villains, like Suicide Squad. They're kind of like anti-heroes. So apparently they're going to make a TV show for that. So we can look out for that. I haven't read too much of that story, but I don't know, you know, if that's going to translate well into TV. So we'll see what happens with that. Also, a Spider-Man Far From Home poster has leaked online as well.
Oh, wow.
But it doesn't show much.
Oh, dang. Got me excited. I was just literally Spider-Man about to run to my phone and go peep.
And it has the logo, so, you know, of him, you know, chilling on the wall. And that's it. That's pretty much it as far as the poster. So yeah, you can check it out. That's also online, too. Spider-Geddon, number one. So if you like the Spider-Verse thing, the actual comic book is actually out. The Spider-Geddon, apparently the antagonist that he has in that story, the vampires that eat the spider totems. Yep. I forget their name now. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I cannot remember. But they're apparently back, and they're killing Spider-Men all over the universe, all over the multiverse. So check it out. I'm actually going to download that number one and check it out and see how it is soon. Also, for you, mm-hmm. I know you finished that. You finished that Spider-Man PS4.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I finally finished it. So here's the crazy thing. Like, yeah. My TV, I don't know what I did, but I put my phone on my TV in the middle of talking to my girl on FaceTime. And next thing you know, my whole screen went black. When I'm at the end, spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't played the game, uh-huh. when I'm fighting Doc Ock. Yeah. On top of the building.
Yeah.
And it just shut off. So it literally, wow. I got to the end and I had to wait. I had to wait like a whole nother week before I get a new TV and then get back to playing the game. But yes, I finished it. It's a pretty sad at the end, not for nothing. And I'm really excited for when they drop the DLC for City That Never Sleeps. So cool. Definitely a game that's a must-have.
Yeah, that's October 23rd that's going to drop. So
yeah, I'm already on it. I already got, man, when I got that game, I literally copped everything they threw at me. I'm like, dope. What? Add dope. That. Yeah, sure. Add that too. Let's go. Oh, Thanos glove? Let's go. Put the gauntlet on there too. Let's charge it all to the game.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. I guess that's it for us here at Geek Culture Congress today. What we got? What's coming up in the future, Joey? Because I'm all confused. We're going to get the Aquaman movie, right?
Yeah, Aquaman movie, which actually, after this last trailer, even though they showed a little too much, I'm still anticipating and really want to see, because I think James Wan is a phenomenal director. And with all the sea creatures and, you know, imaging that, you know, comes with Aquaman, I feel like he's going to kill it. So I'm excited for that. Also, I'm just waiting on this. Well, we have an Avengers possible Avengers 4 title.
Yeah. Well, what was the name of it called it? Last Avengers? Oh my God.
No, it was, oh man, I think it was through my tongue too.
It was The Last Avenger.
It was either Avengers Assemble is the alleged spoiler warning. Avengers Assemble. It's either between Assemble or Endgame.
Interesting. Endgame, as I know, I did hear Endgame. I heard The Last Avenger. So we'll see. We'll see what the final.
And Chris Evans.
Yeah. Chris Evans said bye-bye.
He said, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, man. Thank you so much for all the good years of having me and stuff like that. But he said he's out. He's done.
It's because of that tweet. Everybody went like crazy and kind of read so much into it. Like I've literally watched so many people dissecting what he said in that tweet.
They're freaking
out.
Which
could lead to like the potential, either his demise as Captain America or even the title.
Wow.
Like people were like really breaking this thing down. Like that, if you thought it was just a simple tweet, people kind of took it in a cryptic way.
Yeah, he did. So. He did. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We got more Geek Culture Congress. When something breaks, we'll get back at you with another show. And, of course, we'll talk about that download, that DLC when it comes out, Spider-Man.
Yeah,
you're going to give a review for that DLC, of course.
For sure, man. A couple
and,
weeks.
And hopefully we'll get Tarek Lewis back with us so he can give us some punchlines and things to think about.
Yes.
And we'll see you again at Geek Culture Congress. Have a good one, everybody. Stay nerdy and enjoy all that stuff out there. See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.